Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Linda Ellerbe. I was diagnosed with breast cancer 11 years ago, and I know how scary it can be. Everything your doctor says sounds like a foreign language. HER2-new, oncogene, ductal carcinoma in situ. What do these words mean? How can you decide what to do if you can't even say what you have? Go to breastcancer.org, a special place on the Internet where you can learn how to say those words and find out what they mean. Breastcancer.org, the first place to go the minute you find out you have breast cancer.
Good morning, and welcome to Saturday Mornings with Joy Keyes. I'm your host, Joy Keyes, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keyes, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keyes. And now I am on Instagram. Check me out there. Tag me in a photo. You could win a prize. You guys know I give away a lot of prizes. It's very legit. It's not fake. Send you out gift cards, books, movie tickets, restaurants, gift cards, all types of things. I've sent things overseas to South Africa because they were winners. So I really encourage you to follow on Twitter or become a fan on Facebook. I also want to say thank you. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. I'm glad you're enjoying it, obviously, because we're past a million downloads of the podcast. Hopefully we'll be getting to 2 million, and I'm just ecstatic. I can't believe it. Like, you guys want to listen to my crazy voice, but also all the wonderful guests that I've had on. Just been so blessed. And today I have another great guest on, and I believe this is her on the line. Let's see here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, this is April Parker Jones.
Hi, this is April. I was just kidding with you.
Was that your husband? Was that your husband playing Jones?
See? Joy, good morning. That was me, Joy.
That was you.
See, look, good morning, Joy. How are you this morning? This is April Parker.
I thought that was your husband trying to play jokes or something.
Look, Joy, you got to remember this. It's still early in California, right? So I still got my very white voice frog in my throat.
You know,
look, I've been through the drive-thru before in the morning and had the lady at the register go, okay, thank you, sir. Go ahead and pull around.
You got me good, yeah. April Parker Jones. You got me good.
I just figured I'd go on and mess with you this morning. Good morning, Joy.
Good morning. Thank you so much for calling in. I know it's very early out there on the West Coast.
It's all good. I'm delighted and honored to be on your show, and I can't wait to get off the phone and make sure that I Twitter and join your Instagram because I want to win a prize. I love winning stuff, so I can't wait to make sure that I become a fan. Well, yes,
you
mentioned that in the introduction, and I'm hoping that we can work this winning thing out. So.
Well, you know, I can't have favoritism. You know what I mean? I can't play favorites. So it's whoever gets there first, that's who gets the prize,
okay.
You know?
All right. I'll do my part.
Let me tell the audience a little bit about you.
Please.
You're on Tyler Perry's hit show, It's Loving You Is Wrong, which airs on OWN TV. It airs on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern. And the finale is coming up November 4th.
Oh my gosh.
I can't imagine a finale after all the drama we've seen already. I mean, what?
Oh, gosh. I know. It's going to be good. I will say tune in. That's definitely be a cliffhanger. And then we'll come back with the newer episodes towards the end of March to kind of to round the season out. But, yes, the mid mark of the season, it will be over Tuesday, November 4th. Ooh, it's going to be good, Joy. It's going to be juicy.
Wow.
I can't give too much away.
No, you can't give any spoilers? No spoilers.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, all right.
Well,
but what if I give you a prize? If I give you a prize, maybe you could give
you
a spoiler.
You see, Joy, you know, okay, I see how we operate this morning. We may have to talk off air.
Okay, offline. Seriously. All right, let's get composed. Okay.
Composed.
You're an actress. Now, how did you become an actress?
Oh, well, you know, I'm from Durham, North Carolina, and I started acting. My mom put me in the acting class at 5 years old at the W.D. Hill Recreation Center in Durham, and I did my first play, The Tortoise and the Hare, and as soon as I hit that stage, I knew that that's where I belonged. And so I just continued to do plays at church and at schools, at the Hillside High School with the mm-hmm. drama department there under the direction of Mr. Tabb, which was so cool. I just celebrated my 20th year class reunion this past weekend, and I got to go back to my high school, and Mr. Tabb is still instructing there, so I got a chance to speak to the kids there, which was really cool. And went on to North Carolina Central University, studied theater. Only about a semester there. I was an English major originally with a concentration in media journalism. Decided to change my major to theater. After changing my major to theater, did a one-woman show there for a final project, and I knew that I wanted to pursue it on a professional level, so I moved to New York. I lived in New York, for nearly 8 years, and I did a lot of work at the Billie Holiday Theater in Brooklyn under the artistic direction of Marjorie Moon. Jackie Alexander is the artistic director there now. Did a couple of plays off-Broadway, met my husband.
Two award theater nominations. So, Don't be humble. Don't be humble now.
I'll have to make sure. I did not win, but I certainly was nominated. Thank you for reminding me.
You were nominated,
which was an honor. And we actually originated that role, so that was certainly an honor. And the greatest part of doing that two character play was I met my husband Jay Jones. We've been inseparable since the first rehearsal. And Jay and I decided to move out to California in 2005 to pursue a professional TV and film career, and I've been out here since, and it's been great. So it's certainly not an overnight success. My overnight success is onwards of about 15 years. So I've been toiling away at this thing, and have enjoyed every minute of it. I'm so grateful that God has allowed me to have a dream and to follow it, you know, and to put the fear aside and step out on faith and just see what happens. And I tell you, when you do that, He will reward you threefold if you just take that
move. Exactly. It's crazy. It's so crazy,
it's
how that happens. You know,
same
with me with the show. I didn't know what I was going to do. I was actually supposed to do the show with someone else, and I said, okay, let's do this, and they got chicken. And I said, well, I'm serious. I really want to do the show. And then I was like, well, what are you going to do? And I'm like, well, I'm going to do this, but, I mean, something else might happen. Here I am 5.5 years later. You know what I mean?
You see?
So it's absolutely ridiculous. If you set on that path, thank you. And you decide, and it's for you. Now, some things aren't for you. You know what I mean? And you just have to release them.
Mm-hmm.
But now this is amazing. You met your husband because, you know, Hollywood, people marry for no more than 5 years. I mean, that's like the limit, you know.
That's
and then
the limit.
They break up. And now you met your husband, and that's not usually, I mean, if my daughter said, okay, what's the best way to meet a husband, you know, I would like, well, don't meet him while you're working on the stage. You know what I'm saying? Like,
ooh.
I would probably tell her that.
But
somehow that's worked out for you.
It worked out because it was ordained, and trust me. Speaking of work, it was work, and it's been work. You know, we both came in with our own stuff, and you got to fight for this thing sometimes, and I think that's the problem, that you know we so quick to throw in the towel, you know, when times get a little hard, and we say, you know what, later for this, I can do bad by myself, and I believe that's the job of the enemy is to, you know, to separate. You know, two is always stronger than one. So, so sometimes we just got to fight for that thing and say, you know what, no, we're not going to break up. We're going to work through this, especially if you know in your heart of hearts that this was ordained too. You know, the grass ain't always green on the other side. It's green where you water.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. It's green where you water, and that is such a key phrase because I think that's true with anything in life, whether it's your relationships with your significant other or yourself,
mm-hmm.
your relationship with yourself in terms of, taking care
of
your health or taking care of your social relationships. If you don't water those relationships or you're caring for yourself, you don't water yourself literally and physically, you don't grow. You know,
That's
you
right.
won't succeed, you know?
That's right.
But now, how
I've
did you get this
that.
Part with Tyler Perry? How did you get the part with Tyler Perry?
Well, you know, it was just a normal audition, like any other audition that I go on every year. You know, going about 20 to 30 auditions a year. So it was just a normal routine audition. I remember my manager contacting me saying, you know, I've got this new show. Let me know what character you connect with. And he sent me a description of all the characters. And immediately I said, Natalie. So mm-hmm. Along with my manager and my agent, they set me up with the audition. I went to the audition. They put me on tape, got a call back for a second audition, and this time with Tyler Perry in the room and the other producers, Ozzy and Mark.
Were you nervous?
So,
oh, my God. Tyler
girl,
Perry was nervous. What happened?
Joy.
What?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, gosh, my heart was pounding through my chest. But, you know, as artists, they always are. You just kind of have to use that nervous energy, you know, and implement it into your character and allow it not to overtake you. So, yes, naturally I was nervous, but I was prepared. You know, I had some time to prepare, and I worked with a friend of mine, Asante Jones, who helped coach me for the audition. So, yes, I was nervous, but I was prepared. But I was also confident because Natalie is so much like me. So the second audition I went in, and after this is such a great story, and I have to tell it if you'll let me.
Okay, sure.
Thank you. So right after I finished the audition, Tyler Perry looks at me and he goes, you know, April, as soon as you walk through the door, you know, I already knew that you weren't Natalie. You know, he said, as a writer and as a director, I already have an image in my mind of how I want these characters to look while I'm writing it. And you don't look like her, you know, and
what?
But you blew me away. Yeah, he said, but your audition just blew me away. It blew me away.
Oh, my God.
And so I didn't know really what to take of that. I just said, thank you so much. Thank you. And
right,
I left.
Right. What are you going to say?
Yeah, let me go ahead and get on up out of here. Because I really didn't know how to take that except, as, you know, take the love from it, extract the compliment, and be grateful.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of weeks later, I got a third call back. And and during that time off from that second call back, I got a couple calls saying that, you know, they really liked you. Not sure if you're right for the role of Natalie, but they may have another role in mind. So they want you to come back and read for that. Came back to third audition. I thought I was going to read for another role, but they had me read for Natalie again. And, you know, I could see the wheels spinning in Tyler Perry's
mm-hmm.
head, and he just kind of sat back and he said, you know what, you're Natalie, you're her. I just feel like this was my destiny. This role was my destiny, you know, because
tell us about the role and tell the audience. I mean, I know why there's this, like, a connection, but tell the audience who may or may not know, you know, about your role and then also why you connected with it, you know.
Okay, well, I played Natalie Henning in If Loving You Is Wrong. She's one of five women who the show revolves around, and it's all about our lives and raising kids and balancing relationships and love and friendships. And Natalie, my character, is a mother of four. She's a mother of four with three different fathers. She's a hardworking woman. She manages a restaurant or a fast food restaurant called Burger Fast. And she's a very prideful woman. She's very strong, very resilient. She has a live-in, sometimes off and on, boyfriend, mm-hmm. Lucian, who is the father of their youngest son that they share. He's played by Charles Malik Whitfield.
He's been around in the business for a minute, too.
And what a wonderful, wonderful actor, and I'm just so blessed to share the screen with him. And getting back to Natalie, her oldest son, Joey, played by Matt Cook, has just been released from jail. So I've had to make the decision on whether or not I'm going to let him come back home and kind of get his life back in order. So that's pretty much the struggle that Natalie has, that she's going, that's been presented to her, her hand that she's been dealt in life. And I believe that Natalie is such a wonderfully relatable character to so many women. You know, as I look at some of the women in my life, you know, who have blended families, who have, you know, multiple children by different fathers, it's much more prevalent than we know, you know, who's raising these kids, you know, in a single parent home.
Key things that mm-hmm. is really prevalent, I'm sorry to interrupt you, April, is the issue
no,
of
no.
kids coming back from prison. You know, we have more people in prison in this country than any other country in the globe.
Yes, we do.
And many of them, unfortunately, are people of color. And
we
are not dealing with this epidemic of, okay, yes, they're in prison, but they get out. And they have to come back. Some of them do have families. Everybody doesn't not have a family. There are people who have families, and they have to come back. What do those families do? You know, should they let them back in? Should they leave them on the street? They can't get public assistance. If you're a felon, you can't vote in some states. You can't get public assistance. You can't get housing. See, people always say, well, okay, they did their time, pulled themselves up. Why can't they? Why do they keep doing crime? Why do they keep doing this? Because they can't get any help.
Tell the truth, Joy. Tell the truth.
They can't get
help. You know, tell the truth, you know, and this dynamic, you don't see this on TV a whole lot, you know, and so to be able to see this struggle that she's having with that on television, I know is going to be refreshing to a lot of people. You know, we have to live tweet. We choose to live tweet every Tuesday when the show comes on. So, you know, I read the comments that the fans are leaving. You know, I wouldn't do it. Don't let Joy back in. Don't give him a job at the restaurant. You know, but then there's those others. Well, what's the mom supposed to do? What would you do? You see the other side of it. So yes, this is a real issue. You know, it's just that we just don't see it on TV so much. And I'm so grateful to be able to play such a realistic character on television. And I just believe that it's going to be that it is refreshing for so many people to see and to relate to.
I mean, that's the key of success. I think the relatability. Now, one scene was a little crazy. This didn't involve you, but when the guy, the Colombian, beat down the police officer in front of the girl. Now, I said, really? He whipped out like that? That big man, that big old man, come on now. I said,
Yeah,
that's
you know,
a little far there, Tyler Perry.
Look, we got to throw that drama in there. We got to throw that drama and that. No, he didn't in there. You know,
it is still
entertainment too. You know, and we are depicting some forms of reality and we got to make it fun too for the viewers to watch. And I believe that it is because the numbers are well. People keep coming back every Tuesday, and I'm anticipating to see how everything will turn out with this final episode on November 4th. Ooh, it's going to be good.
Oh, my God, stop saying that. It's going to be good.
Okay,
you're making me like,
okay.
I can't get anything out. Okay, we have to talk offline. I'm just,
okay.
All right, let me calm down. So, now, do you see?
So awesome.
Do you like theater more than TV, or do you think, like, for film, what venue do you think is the best, or are they the same? Give me your thoughts on it.
I mean, they're totally different, you know, and theater will always be my first love. You know, that's where I got my start, and in my opinion, I believe that theater lays the foundation for TV and film. You know, whenever somebody asks me, you know, well, I want to get my kid started in acting. What should I do? I go, find a theater troupe, you know, get them involved in some church plays, you know, understand the fundamentals of theater, the history of theater. Yes, because it is the foundation of acting. I love working with a team when as far as theater, to be able to have that ensemble cast, and it's almost like being a part of a basketball team, you know, where you have to kind of practice with each other all week. You're learning your plays, you're learning your techniques. Same with theater. You're going to rehearsals, you're running lines, you're learning blocking. And then like in basketball, game day comes, you have to implement all that you've learned. And in theater, that opening night comes, and you have to implement all you've learned, and you've got that one shot to get it right. There's no cut. Okay, let's do that again. Take two. Okay, let's turn the angle this way. There's a thrill in that, and there's a level of discipline in that will definitely cross over to TV and film when you're ready. And I'm so glad that I have my theater background training because, quite frankly, I strongly believe that my theater training helped me for this role that I have right now as Natalie in If Loving You Is Wrong, because the way Tyler Perry works is he's very fast. You know, we were shooting almost
that.
An episode a day.
I was seeing that.
Yeah.
How many? Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
I think you're going to answer
it. I was going to say that we actually shot about an episode of Mrs. An Hour Show. We shot an episode a day almost. So 20 episodes in about 7 weeks, 6 to 7 weeks. So we had to be ready. We had to be prepared with our lines and our intention, with whatever blocking that he gave us at that moment. And I believe my theater background and the discipline of that
definitely
helped me to do
let
to
me,
help me to
let
do
me
this.
Just put it in perspective. Let me put it in perspective
yes.
for people, because I've done commercials, right? A 30
okay.
second to 60 second commercial took
mm-hmm.
almost 16 hours to,
oh, yeah.
to shoot that commercial, okay? This
oh,
lady is telling you that Tyler Perry shot a one-hour TV show in one day.
In one day.
I mean,
in
you
one
guys
day.
Were like
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
working
had to be ready.
For, like crazy speed, you know, like I don't know
yeah.
if you're drinking espresso every hour. And oh, you're a personal trainer. Were you doing jumping jacks in between? Come on now, let's talk about that.
Hey, I would do squats and push-ups in my dressing room, absolutely, and to
okay.
make sure that I yeah, absolutely. All fitness and is something that's always going to be a part of my life, and at any moment you can find a minute. 10, 15 seconds to do a few exercises, and I certainly did. But yet, you're right. When you put it in perspective like that, it's mind-boggling. I mean, most hour-long dramas, you know, can take, you know, anywhere from, you know, 7 to 8 days to shoot one episode, you know. So
mm-hmm.
we were shooting them in a day, and I love working at that pace. I feel like it was a respect of my time, you know.
Right,
and not just sitting around.
Yeah,
and I appreciated
services.
It. I just, right. It was great. Oh, it changed my life working at the Tyler Perry Studios. And I'll just have to put this out there that, you know, I had no idea how wonderfully organized and accommodating. Look, these were black people. Okay, and I'm just going to go ahead and say these were black people out here in Atlanta doing a doggone thing, and I had no idea. So I'm just so grateful that God allowed me to go out there and experience that. Listen, we can do this. We can do this.
Yes.
We
yes.
can work together.
Well, look at,
you know,
at the combination, Tyler Perry and Oprah together. Wow,
yes.
Boom, hello.
Yes.
Why can't somebody else get together? Boom, wow. You know, it's like
that's
collaborations
nothing.
Make up the world. You know,
right.
these monopolies, I was just talking to somebody about monopolies, and
right.
people don't realize the toothpaste you use and the batteries you buy and the laptop
mm-hmm.
you bought could all be owned by the same company.
Yeah.
Get with
yeah.
the program. You see what I'm saying?
Get with the program.
You got
yeah.
to get with the program. Facebook
yeah.
is buying up Instagram, trying to get to Twitter.
Wow.
Look,
wow.
black people,
yeah.
anybody, if you get with the program.
Get with the program.
Together.
And we got to learn to work together. No, we may not agree on everything, but we have to at least agree to disagree, and we have to agree that look, we're gonna do this. We're gonna have collaborative economics. We can.
Yes.
We can.
Yes.
You know, that's who's watching
mm-hmm.
the show primarily. You know, we can do this. I mean, look at Oprah Winfrey's network.
Right.
You know, we can do this, and I'm so proud to be a part of it. I am elated to be a part
I
of
can
it.
Tell.
I can't wait.
Well, let's
yeah,
talk a little
see.
Bit. Let's talk a little bit about
okay.
April's day, okay? Because your
okay.
April, is there something special you eat in the morning? What do you eat?
Yes.
What kind of exercises do you do?
Oh,
tell
well,
us,
thank
because
you.
We want to be like you. We want to be fit
oh.
and beautiful. And come
well,
on now.
Listen, I still have a long way to go. You know, I'm not down to the size where I want to be. But as I'm learning, and this is the main thing with just health altogether, it's not about being a size 0 or a size 2. It's about being the healthiest you that you can be. Everybody was not created to be a size 2. And that doesn't
right.
mean that you're not healthy if you're not a size 2. But I, you know, it's my husband is actually a fitness minister. And so he's the one who runs the business. I got certified last year. But I do most of the administrative work for the business. But I will tell you that the main thing is just educating yourself on food and fitness. And the great thing is we've all got this wealth of knowledge right in our pocket, our cell phones. We can just
yeah,
Google
yeah.
anything now and find out stuff. So in the morning, to answer your question, I make sure that I drink a cup of water first. it's my way of, okay. And I make sure the kids do. And you know, this is just our way of kind of waking up our body. But we have to eat a breakfast every morning. You have to break your fast. Your body's been sleeping all night long for six to eight hours, and some people skip breakfast, and it's the worst thing you could do. So all the listeners out there,
I don't see how they do it. I have to eat breakfast.
I don't know. You have to.
If I don't eat breakfast, I'm like nauseous, or I just feel like off. I have to eat breakfast. I'm serious. I don't know. It could be a banana, something, a fruit shake.
That's fine. And that's what I want to let your listeners know. So just please, as soon as you wake up, you get yourself going, please just have a cup of water, wake your insides up, and grab something healthy. Grab a handful of almonds, a banana, a cup of yogurt. Just break your fast because your body is waiting to latch on to whatever you put into your body first. You don't want to wait till lunchtime and then put a burger in your body because it's going to take those. Mm-hmm. It's going to latch on to that burger and extract all the bad stuff from it. So you know, grab. So I try to make sure that I eat something raw first thing in the morning, and then I may have a piece of toast after that if I long for it. But you know, like this morning, I had some carrots. You know, I had some water, some carrots, and now I'm sitting on the front porch talking to you, and I'm drinking some coffee because I love coffee. And doggone it, I'm going to have a cup of coffee. You know, and it's okay. Dang nubbit. I'm from North Carolina. Dang nubbit, I'm going to have you a cup of coffee.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, Joy.
Well,
you're in New York, Joy.
Speaking with you. I'm in Philadelphia.
I'm in Philadelphia,
yes. And I will be in Paris next week.
Paris? Have you been there before?
No, I have not. So this is my first time. Have you been to Paris?
I've never been out of the country. I won't say never. I've yet to go out of the country, but I will.
You have yet
one of
to go
days.
Out. You have yet
I've
to go out.
I've yet
you
to
will,
go,
you
out.
Will go out.
Paris.
I hope you
have a fun, safe, beautiful trip. Take lots of pictures and capture these wonderful
memories.
I'll
be posting them on Instagram. I'll be posting them on Instagram. See?
Oh, wow. Thank you so much,
Joy.
Well,
it was
Joy.
So wonderful. It was. Oh,
yes,
you're an awesome spirit. I really wish you so much success with Tyler Perry. And anybody else
Thank
you work with, Tyler Perry may not be the end for you. You know, he could jumpstart you and you'll be with Denzel or whoever else.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
That's right. The best is yet to come.
And tell your husband, stop answering the phone in the morning when you have an interview.
Oh, of course, Joy. Blessings to you, Joy, and I can't wait to connect with you again. Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Joy.
Have a great weekend and get some rest. Okay. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye bye, Joy. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Just got off the phone with the wonderful actress April Parker Jones. Check her out on Tyler Perry's "If Loving You Is Wrong" Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern. On the own Oprah Winfrey TV network. The mid-season finale is airing Tuesday, November 4th. Wow, April is just a wonderful spirit. If you missed this interview, please, you know, rewind and you can listen to it. It's archived. Just a beautiful, beautiful spirit energy coming through the phone this morning. I definitely feel blessed speaking with her. You will definitely enjoy the interview. Again, I'm Joy Keys. You can follow me on Twitter, at Joy Keys. You can become a fan on Facebook. Look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, check me out on Instagram. I'm Saturdays with Joy Keys on Instagram. And again, I'll be giving away some prizes and goody giveaways. So definitely check me out, tag me, and you might win a prize on Instagram. Guys, I hope you, if you're women out there and men, I hope you're checking, getting your breast cancer screenings, because men and women, you guys need to do that. Women, and men can do it too, monthly breast checkups. You can do that on your own. It's so very important. You might be able to catch something early and then get rid of it and move on with your life. But if you don't, and you don't get your yearly checkups with your primary care doctor, you'd be in the world of, you know, you're SOL, so to speak. But I hope you guys are doing your checkups. This month is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You guys have a wonderful weekend. Again, thank you so much for tuning in.
Hi, I'm Richard Roundtree. I'm a breast cancer survivor. Yes, you heard me right. Men get breast cancer too, and men need just as much help understanding what their doctors tell them as women do. But where do you go to get that kind of help? Go to breastcancer.org, a special place on the internet that helps you understand the kind of cancer you have, your treatment options, and all the big words your doctor uses. Breastcancer.org is the first place to go the minute you find out you have breast cancer.